Chapter 4 Lost Souls. Battles moved in his chair, feeling sweat gather in the small of his back. Despite the car's armor plate, he heard the steam kettle hiss of the rain and a soldier's rattling cough. Hardly aware of the clerk refilling his brandy glass, he said, "Mr. President, if all the men on your list got the same letter and map, that means they're bunched up in Slaughter Canyon. Why not send in the 10th Cavalry to rout them out and arrest Warfel?" Arthur threw up his hands in horror, and Battles was sure he saw his sideburns bristle. "Marshal, I plan to seek re-election in 84, and I can't supply ammunition to the damned Democrats. They're already after my hide because I signed the Chinese Exclusion Act. So imagine what they'll do if I use the army to crush a lawful assembly of voting citizens. If blood was spilled, and it would be spilled, they'd crucify me. Why, they'd..." Arthur looked desperately at Sinclair.
"Tell them, Colonel, for God's sake."
Sinclair smiled. "Marshal, if we deploy the 10th, and some of those gunmen die, what is to stop Warfel from claiming that they were lost souls under his spiritual care?"
"You mean he'd say his place in the mountains was a peaceful retreat for penitent outlaws who deeply regretted their misdeeds?"
Battle said.
"Exactly. A peaceful retreat, that is, until the president's bloodthirsty cavalry charged the holy place and cut down the repentant brethren, all good Democrats with sabers." Sinclair's smile was wintry. "Imagine what the Democratic press could do with the massacre at Slaughter Canyon."
He shuddered. "And that's only one scenario. There are others. And remember, women and children could be present. Who knows?" Battle saw logic in the colonel's fears. "The public would find repenting rogues easier to..."